Kenny Blumenfeld is with us, senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR and loyal, faithful contributor to KTWH. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Always happy to talk to you. How are you? Enjoying the last warm day before the hammer drops?
It does seem like the hammer is going to drop again. Anyway, okay. I will tell you, weather has been warm. We got the snow all melted, as you predicted, and then we got a couple inches of snow, and then they all blew away. So it's kind of green and kind of white out there, depending on where you are.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go far. The DNR snow depth map from that was released yesterday, you know, we don't have much precision to get right down to the lake shore, but most of the area from the St. Louis and Lake County border through right up to the Canadian border has at least 4 inches on the ground.
Yeah.
That might not be down on the, again, that might not be true down at the lake shore, but certainly once you get into the higher terrain, there's actually some areas that have over a foot of snow. You know, the parts of Cook County and Eastern Lake County that hit the jackpot a couple weeks ago, they still have deep, deep snow.
Yeah.
So it's been warm. It's been, you know, snow melty, and then a cold front would come through, and then it warms up again. I think, though, that what we're looking at coming in this weekend, although it's not what I call a Gates of the Arctic type of storm.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's interesting. So you got to think of all of our weather systems. All they really do is they just, you know, wherever they come from, they bring the weather from where they come from, and then the winds around them help bring other weather in from other areas. And so that's kind of how we have changeable weather, right? So a storm that comes out of the west brings the air masses that are associated with it, and then as it moves away and the winds turn around to the north, you start importing air from the north.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, this time of year, you start building a really strong reservoir. Just think of it as this big pool of cold air from all of that darkness that is spilling over the Arctic area where the sun is no longer shining. And, you know, we're getting towards the time where even well south of the Arctic, towards the Arctic Circle, or, you know, where you're down to or past the Arctic Circle into some of the high latitudes where it's, you know, maybe it's 50 some degrees north latitude. These areas now are getting only a handful of hours of sunlight. And so you have this pool of cold air that's building because of all of that darkness. And then these passing weather systems, you know, they tap into some of that, right? But what you really need to get the full onslaught of cold air is to have a not just strong northerly wind, but it has to be what we call a long fetch. It has to really extend well beyond our region. And so if we get northerly winds after a weather system comes through, but they only reach 500 or 600 miles, then all you're going to do is you're going to pull in the air from 500 or 600 miles away, which is probably colder than what we have here. But it's not the same as when you have one of these fully integrated systems that's actually connected to that coldest air mass on the continent.
Yeah.
And once that happens, it really kind of does open the gates of the Arctic.
Uh-huh.
That's not quite this event, but it is going to drop the temperatures down. So, you know, you'll be in the 30s right now.
Yep.
And you'll be in the 30s today. And by midnight, you'll be in the single digits. It'll be a nice cold air mass coming through with a lot of wind.
Yeah.
It's going to be some snow. I don't think snow had looked more promising a couple days back. I don't think this is going to be a major accumulating snow event, but, you know, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some favored areas could see it more than that. But winds are going to gust high. I mean, you're going to see wind gusts up close to 50 miles an hour coming out of the north and northwest, basically beginning, sometime this evening. It's going to be a rapid transition. So that's exciting.
Okay, that is exciting. And then the strength of the wind is because of the great distance that it's traveling? Like, how far away is this cold air coming from?
Yeah, so the strength of the wind is determined by how quickly the pressure changes. And by quickly, I don't just mean in time, although that is important, but you know those L's and those H's on weather maps, and you're a mariner, so I know you know this, but yeah. You know, the L's are low pressure areas, and the H's are high pressure areas. And for listeners, what that really means is where you have high pressure, the atmosphere is literally pushing down harder in those areas. So it doesn't literally weigh more, but it exerts more pressure, so it would tend to feel a little heavier. Doesn't have more mass necessarily.
Okay.
And then where you have low pressure, it's kind of like there is less of that downward force or that downward directed force. And in fact, under low pressure, you often have rising currents. And so if you imagine where the pressure is really high, that's air being pushed down towards the earth. And where you have pressure that's low, you have air being pushed away from the earth, right? Upwards, away from
right.
the earth. And so that's the exchange. And the closer those low and high pressure systems are to each other, the faster that change in pressure is going to be and the stronger the winds. Or I should say, and or, the stronger the high pressure or the low pressure are relative to one another, the stronger the winds will be. And that's what we call the pressure gradient. So the more the pressure changes between the high and the low pressure over distance,
yeah.
the stronger the
yeah.
winds. And you can actually have a really strong low pressure system and a really strong high pressure system with very strong pressure gradient producing howling winds. I mean, it's going to be dangerous out on Lake Superior
wow.
tomorrow morning. I mean, you're going to have winds exceeding gale force and getting into storm territory.
Ooh.
60, 70 miles an hour. Some of the models showing that in the open lake. But this is not necessarily because the storms are large and because this low pressure system is large and has a really long connection. It's actually pretty compact.
Okay.
So the length of that fetch is really going to be determined by the size of the storm and not the intensity of it. And either one of those can drive the wind speed. And in this particular case, the wind speed is really just going to react to the very fast change in pressure as you go from the low pressure that's going to be departing eastward and then the high pressure moving in from the west. In fact, that high pressure is going to come in and put the squeeze on the low pressure. And sometime tonight, you're just going to hear it. The winds are going to go from, you know, that kind of whooshing, gusty sound to like whistling and roaring. And that's going to, any of your listeners who live up in the forest, they know this sound where the treetops just howl. It's going to be one of those kind of haunting, windy nights.
I'm ready. And then what is there more precip coming later? I'm just hoping we're not going to end up with ice because it does say a little bit of rain before the big old wind comes in.
Yeah, I think we're all going to end up with that really crunchy, crusty ice because we're melting snow today.
Okay.
We're going to have what's called a flash freeze tonight. It's just going to be the temperature is going to drop so fast that all the little rivulets and whatnot, they're just going to freeze in place. I don't see a lot of precipitation. You know, if you look at the official forecast, there isn't much for the next several days. Part of that's just because things are going to be changing a lot and there isn't a strong signal from any of the models. I imagine there will be something that emerges at some point next week that we don't have really good visibility on right now, but there isn't any strong signal for another major precipitation event between now and the next time we talk.
Okay.
Other than, you know, whatever happens with this evening's precipitation.
Okay, well, I'll hope that something materializes between now and then, because having such cold without any insulation is like a worst case in some ways up here, but you can always hope for more.
That is no fun, and you're going to be down around zero most nights after tonight, from tonight on.
Okay, well, at least we're forewarned. Thank you, Kenny. We'll see you next...
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot, Katya.
Yeah, bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbit.